They're the ones that are wearing the heat. Everybody else gets to be in shade. All eight defenders. Two out, nobody aboard. Burns stretches in the pitch. Just missed. Cutter moved a little low and away, and Correa's come back to work a full count.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze today as well, so if you're in the shade with the breeze, not that it's cool, it's not, but it's a little bit more manageable than the opposite, of course.
3-2, ripped into left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Over to cut it off in the gap is Tyrone Taylor. He does so nicely off the hop. Throws it in to hold Correa at first. And Carlos has himself a two-out single. Tying run aboard here in the third for the cleanup batter, Royce Lewis. We'll pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Josh Maurer and Lane Grindle from American Family Field, where it's 2-1 Brewers. First pitch to Royce Lewis. Popped foul up into the second level on the first base side. Bob will be back on Friday for the series opener against the Padres. Kent Sommerfeld, our producer-engineer. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Brewers trying for a two-game sweep. The one to Lewis comes in low. That was the sinking fastball that really sunk. A lot of downward movement, 1-1 on Royce Lewis. We're in the top of the third inning. All the runs came in the first. It's 2-1 Milwaukee. Burns 1-1 pitch off the plate away that time with his slider. That also was really moving. Instead of vertically, that one horizontally. Brewers trying for a 5-game winning streak. The 2-1 pitch. Lewis swings and hits it in the air into left field. This is deep. Back is Yelich onto the track, turning around, watching it sail way up and out of here. The Twins have the lead thanks to Royce Lewis. He slugs a 2-run home run in the visiting third to make it 3-2 Minnesota. Fifth of the year for Lewis. We're talking about the ball carrying here today. That was a high cutter right at the letters, and he got on top of it and slugged it out in a left center field over the bullpen. I don't think that the elements played a factor in that ball getting over the fence. So a two-out rally gives the Twins the lead again, and the first pitch to Max Kepler is low, ball one. Kepler singled back in the first. Corbin's given up 5 hits now. Now the pitch is off the plate away with a change. It's 2-0. Burns has his sign from Caratini. The 2-0 pitch. Kepler swings and pops it straight away into shallow center. This will be a play for Tyrone Taylor drifting in. He is waiting underneath it, then he makes the catch. That'll retire the side. But a two-out hit by Carlos Correa preceded a 2-run home run from Royce Lewis. And as we go to the bottom of the third, Minnesota's got a 3-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family in
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers to summer volleyball leagues, to simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin, serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Never leave home plate hungry when you visit Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. Center on over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, an oven-baked or breaded cod on Friday. Sit at the bar and enjoy the game or dine in their expanded dining area, or call 715-769-3509 and order a pizza today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
WQAM
Radio.
Miranda Lambert.
Brad Paisley.
Seth Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
Contreras to lead off the bottom of the third. Brewers now trailing 3-2, and Kenta Maeda back to work for the Twins. Contreras walked and scored in the first. Wind up in the pitch, big swing, and he fouls it straight back. Just off to our right. Time now for the Potawatomi Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Hoping for a triple, our contestant Alexis Burkhoff from New Berlin. Full windup in the 0-1. Comes in low that time on his splitter. Alexis wins a Potawatomi prize package if a member of the Brewers hits a triple here in the third. You can visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. 1-1. Rides inside. Two-seam fastball from Maeda. Royce Lewis, a two-run home run in the top of the inning to put the Twins ahead for the second time. Kenta, full windup, 2-1 pitch, grounded foul wide of third. And behind the back of third base coach Jason Lane, 2-2. After the Twins scored in the first, Brewers came right back and got two in the bottom of that inning. So they'll try to respond immediately again. 2-2 pitch. Popped down the right field line. In comes Kepler. He is over near the seats. Ball is drifting and into the netting. Uncatchable on that foul ball. And William Contreras still with life. Allows us to get you a safe driving tip from Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safe. From Schneider's. Maeda wind up 2-2. Breaking ball is inside, and a full count now on William. He has already seen quite a few pitches here today. He worked a patient walk that first time. Then uses his timeout before the payoff. Kenta Maeda, 35. And now eighth year pitching in the United States. Dodgers and Twins. Peers in over the glove, has the sign. 3-2 pitch. He swung on and popped foul off to our rights. Again, second deck. Maeda first came over to the Dodgers, got an eight-year deal to come stateside, and then they traded him after 4 years to the Twins. Wind up again, 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air, deep into center field. Back on it goes Taylor, back onto the track, at the wall, it is gone! William Contreras ties the game right back up. 3-3, a leadoff home run here in the bottom of the third inning for Contreras. Number 13, lucky 13 for the Brewers' backstop. And another terrific at bat. And boy, that ball is jumping here today. I think the center fielder, Michael A. Taylor, thought he was going to catch it the whole way until finally he was out of room.
That's definitely the way it looked, body language-wise, with Michael A. Taylor.
Carlos Santana takes outside ball one.
Well, Craig Counsell said you have to respect the fastball. William Contreras disrespected the fastball there and sent it out to right center.
What a year he's having. Santana with nobody on and nobody out. And he takes up and away on a fastball, 2-0. For every Brewers home run all season long, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. 2-0, called a strike. Just barely came through the back door to clip the outside corner. Three-three ball game. Bottom third, 2-1 pitch. Strike called. Splitter appeared to be off the plate low. That's a call that Chris Siegel, our umpire, has been giving to Maeda. And instead of 3-1, it's 2-2 on Santana. The windup in the pitch. Swung on and just shoots it foul. Barely clipping it back into the screen, does Carlos.
That splitter's got to be one of the tougher pitches for an umpire to consistently call right. With the motion that it has and how it just drops off the table.
There's so much downward movement at the very last instant. I agree with you. I think it could fool the umpire. 2-2 on Carlos, who flew out his first time. The pitch just missed. Went to the splitter. That one was probably knee-high, but it was a little outside. And another full count. I tell you, these at-bats are impressive. A lot of hitters up there locked in. 3-2 pitch. Hit hard but foul on the ground up the first base side.
You heard me talking with Craig Counsell about it in the pregame show today because it was a theme in Texas, and it was a theme again last night where it's not the way you want to live, getting down early in counts, but for the Brewers the last four games, it hasn't meant that the at-bat is over. They've been able to get back in the count and still do damage or at least get on base.
3-2 low. He walked him through a fastball, did Maeda, and Santana took it for ball four. Another example of what you're talking about. Patience, patience, patience. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Second walk issued by Maeda, who's also hit a batter. And we're going to have a mound visit here. Pitching coach coming out with the translator. The batter is going to be Willie Adames.
Now, this game can be as complicated as you want to make it with all the numbers and everything that's available for you when you start looking at matchups and looking at different trends within the game, but it also can still be fairly simple. And I think if you want to have good, consistent offense, it can be as simple as swing at the right pitches, right? And have good ball strike recognition. And that has been a real key for the Brewers in this little winning stretch, and they've scored some runs in this stretch too. It hasn't just been the normal formula of 3-2 victories for the Brewers. They went 7-3 last night. They went 6-2 on Sunday, 6-1 on Saturday, and of course the big night offensively Friday when they scored 9 runs in that series opening win against the Rangers.
Pete Mackey, the Twins pitching coach, back in the dugout. Here's Willie. First pitch comes in knee high, strike one on a sinker. That one appeared to be a little low as well. Well, it's a 3-3 game. There's still nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And now you've got Santana representing the go-ahead run at first. A one pitch. Adames hits it on the ground. A shortstop could be two. Correa flips to second one. Pivot and a relay from Farmer. Doubles off Willie. Taylor made on that one. 6-4-3. And the base is empty with two out. Mark Canna coming to the plate. Well, it feels like generally hitting is contagious, and that's what I think we've been seeing during these four, now five games for the Brewers, because all of a sudden everybody in the lineup appears to be swinging it, seeing it very well. Like this man, Canna. He'll take a strike. That one just at the bottom of the zone on a Maeda fastball.
Yeah, the guy that maybe had been struggling the most numbers-wise, results-wise, judging on the last trip, was Monasterio, and here he is with a two-run single today.
Kind of takes one that skips in. He was hit by a pitch back in the first to extend the rally. load the bases, and Monasterio then had the aforementioned two-run single. Maeda's really had to work. He's already gone up to 63 pitches. 1-1, big swing, no contact. That's one of the biggest cuts we've seen Mark Canna take at a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And he was trying to hit it out to Waukesha. 1-2, though. Two outs in the pitch. Down low and away. Laid off the splitter, and it's 2-2. Big homestand continues. Padres come into town, and so is CC Sabathia. Next game Friday, CC back in the house to commemorate him. The first 20,000 ticketed fans get a poster featuring his iconic Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cover. Chopper hits a second base here. Pass the pitcher, but at Farmer. Kyle charges and fields. Then he throws at Canna. That'll end the inning. Be one of the first 20,000 here on Friday night. Get that poster featuring CC on the Journal Sentinel from 2008. Get your seats at Brewers.com. Home run from Contreras has tied it up. 3-3 into the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Step up your Brewers style with a limited edition fleece vest giveaway at the game against the Phillies on Saturday, September 2nd. Given to the first 30,000 ticket advance through the gates, courtesy of UB and Abraham. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in store or online and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham, 1-800-800-5678, hupie.com.
Work 3-3 the score. Ryan Jeffers, the Minnesota catcher, will lead off the fourth inning. Carbliss is a premium ready-to-drink cocktail and a proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. No carbs, no sugar, and a variety of flavors available right here at the ballpark. Jeffers takes low, ball one. You can also get Carbliss at your local grocer. Liss is more. Ryan Jeffers, a strikeout victim his first time. 1-0 pitch, bounced in. This curveball hit a couple of feet in front of the plate, 2-0. Corbin has yet to find the swing and miss stuff we saw in Los Angeles last Thursday. 2-0, swung on and tipped foul. It's got a piece of the cutter and hit it off of Caratini's equipment, 2-1. Only a couple of punch-outs for Burns through the first three innings. Twins with three runs on five hits. Here comes a 2-1. Jeffers swings through a high heater. That was up shoulder high. Jeffers is not happy he chased that one. It was ball three, but instead the count even 2-2, and he uses a timeout frustratingly to take a walk outside the box. Burns gave up the two-run home run to Royce Lewis last inning. Then Contreras tied it with a solo shot. Here's a line drive in the left field. Yelich going back, reaching over the shoulder. Can't get it. Sails up over his glove into the fence. And into second goes Ryan Jeffers. He'll get there easily with a leadoff double. that time Jeffers, but a really good swing on a high cutter. And the Twins, a golden opportunity to get the lead right back here in the fourth inning as they keep getting some solid contact off of Corbin. You do have the bottom third of the order now coming with Kyle Farmer, Van Luplo, and Taylor. Farmer hit it deep to right, but it was caught his first time. First pitch is curve that misses inside, ball one. We saw Farmer with the Cincinnati Reds the last four seasons. He had a home run off of Corbin earlier this year. Pitches down and in, 2-0. Three to three the score, but Jeffers leads from second. The 2-0 pitch, Farmer took low. Two-seam fastball bounced into the glove of Caratini. It's 3-0. Burns has his sign from Caratini. You figure Farmer looking all the way. 3-0 pitch, he does, and it's a strike. Didn't have to be, actually. It was very close to the outside corner. 3-0, the pitcher often gets the benefit of the doubt, and it's 3-1. Now Corbin set at the belt. Stretches and throws, and he misses low. Very close, but that one called ball four, and it's 2-1 with nobody out for the Twins as Farmer takes a base. Be the first free pass issued by Burns in the outing, and Chris Hook, his pitching coach, is going to pop out of the dugout to come pay him a visit.
Not quite as sharp today as what we've been accustomed to seeing Corbin here. Really, over the last 2 months of the season, he's been as good as anybody in baseball. And you're allowed to have days where maybe your stuff's not quite what you'd want it to be. It happens in this game. But the thing about Corbin is he's always capable of finding it at any point in time. And so one little tweak here or one little change there, and all of a sudden he might get on a roll and really deliver. I thought his start in Chicago, as much as we've talked about the start in LA, and it was incredible, I thought the start in Chicago was really impressive because he did not have his best stuff on that day, and the White Sox did some damage against him. But he settled in finally, and he threw scoreless fifth and sixth innings, and it just felt like that was a big turning point in the game. Allowed the Brewers to get the lead and, of course, eventually win in extra innings that night.
Chris Hook back in the dugout. Here's Jordan Luplo taking in the dirt, ball one.
But sometimes for me, Josh, that's as impressive about a pitcher as it is when he's got his best stuff. That's almost the easy night when everything's on and you've got pinpoint precision command and everything else. When you got to battle and find it, sometimes that's when the true character of a pitcher comes out.
He missed again low. It's 2-0.
And I thought that was a great example of it on that Friday night in Chicago.
Yeah, and that's what he's trying to do here this afternoon, yeah. Lane, is flip the switch mid-outing. At the moment, struggling to do so, you got Jeffers at second. He doubled. Farmer at first. He walked. Nobody out. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Luplo going after an up-and-in cutter that was probably a strike. Took a rip. It's 2-1. Did Jordan Luplo. Well, Burns did strike him out his first time. That would be the order of business here. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle to second. Two hops. Play by Terang. He'll tag the bag. Throw to first. Double play. That's even a better order of business. 4-3. Then over to third advances the base runner Jeffers, but there are two outs. That Brewers double play means another $100 donation to Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, from the law firm of Hupe and Abraham. Visit hupe.com to learn more about the win or it's free guarantee. Michael A. Taylor with the runner leading at third. First pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Thank you.
This is a very busy day for Corbin. Makes the start against the first place opponent in about 100 degree heat. Then he's got a big fundraising dinner tonight going on in the third ward. 0-1 to Taylor. Tried to check on a high fastball. He did. First base umpire C.B. Buckner says no swing. We were talking to Corbin in today's On Deck show about the event. He's going to be raising money for the Ronald McDonald House that he is so proud to be a part of. Check swing grounder rolls foul up the first baseline, and Taylor behind 1-2.
I got to look at the wine bottles that they're going to auction off with the 39 etched in them. They're like Corbin's wine bottle. They're huge. I don't know how many ounces. Might get me through an entire winter of Cabernet.
You got to look. Did you get a bottle?
I did not.
Got to head to the Journeyman tonight.
Yeah.
Just great work he and his wife Brooke are doing for that cause. 1-2 to Taylor. Bounced in, a curveball. Good block by Caratini.
Corbin and Brooke are good people. And glad to see them giving back. It's important to them. And good on them for putting that event together tonight. And I hope it goes off very, very successfully.
Hear, hear. 3-3 the score in the fourth. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor hits it in the air left field. Backing up is Yelich. This is way up into the sky. Yelich is back, feeling for the wall. Leaping up. It's gone. My goodness. A skyscraper and a two-run home run for Michael A. Taylor. What a big swing. And the Twins have a 5-3 lead here in the fourth inning. Unbelievable. When we're telling you the ball is carrying today better than just about you'll ever see at American Family Field, there's your number one example. That looked like a can of corn to left.
Looked like he hit it off the very end of the bat, too. Boy, Yelich almost got the glove to it. Gave everything he could. Tough day to pitch here.
Michael A. Taylor's 17th home run. A big two-out, game-changing swing. Made it 5-3 Twins. Two out, bases empty, and Edward Julian takes strike one. Corbin was a pitch away from getting out of this jam unscathed. The one to Julian, outside, 1-1. Taylor has hit a couple of home runs against the Brewers this season. Hit a big one off of Devin Williams back in June. There's a strike. Changeup clip the outside corner to Julian, 1-2. Michael A. Taylor has always been known more for his glove than his bat. 1-2 pitch, Julian takes low and in. Cut fastball 2-2 on Edward Julian. Good power year, though, for Taylor, and the two-run home run has made it 5-3 Twins. 2-2. Julian takes strike three called. Slider right at the knees. Ring him up. Ortho ASAP. Third one of the outing for Corbin Burns. You can start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Second inning in a row, the Twins have hit a two-out, two-run homer, and this time it's the number nine batter, Michael A. Taylor. 5-3 Minnesota as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsin.
Tonight's service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. We're back. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on apple juice.
Gallons of premium Indian summer apple juice, just $2.99 each.
Ay caramba, a hot price on apple juice.
Indian summer gallons, $2.99.
This is a great inflation fighter. healthy, and kids love it.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
'Twins have hit a couple of big two-run home runs off of Corbin Burns. First, Royce Lewis, and now Michael A. Taylor. It's 5-3 Minnesota as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Strike one to Andrew Monasterio. Now strike two is called. That very low strike that Chris Siegel is consistently giving to Kenta Maeda, the pitcher. And it's 0-2. Monasterio uses his timeout. Andrew delivered a big two-out, two-run single in the first. Trying to battle from behind in the count. Maeda winds and throws, and he misses outside with a slider. Monasterio, Terang, and Caratini do 6, 7, and 8 on today's lineup card. Wind up 1-2 pitch off the plate, again with a slider away. Count is level, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The way the ball's carrying here today, you figure there's more offense to come. 2-2 pitch, flied foul on the right side and well up into the seats. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. Monasterio battling, leading off the bottom of the fourth. 2-2, hit in the air into left field. Backing up on it, I think it will stay in the park. It will. Luplo, right in front of the warning track, settles. He is in the sunlight, and he makes the catch. Not quite for Monasterio, and there's one away.
It is to the point where everything hit relatively well to the outfield. You're holding your breath a little bit right now because of the way the ball is traveling.
Here's Bryce Terang, struck out back in the second. Kenta Maeda working with the lead, and the pitch is fouled straight back. Got a fastball, and hit it into the screen, did Terang. Well, the first two times the Twins gave Maeda a lead today, he gave it up in the very bottom of that same inning. Pitches up and away. 1-1, that's a streak the Brewers would like to keep intact here in the fourth. Maeda okays the sign from Jeffers. The 1-1. Terang shoots it foul back into the screen again. 1-2. Final of four meetings between these rivals, Twins and the Brewers. They play two series every season against one another. 1-2 pitch is low. It's 2-2. Minnesota has been designated as the Brewers' American League rival. So even though everybody plays everybody at least once now, you still have one team in the opposite league that he can play twice, and it's the Twins for the crew. 2-2 pitch. Popped into center field, and this is shallow. Be a play for Michael A. Taylor, drifting in a few steps. Then he reaches up to make the catch. Couple of flyouts in the inning for Maeda. It's always a fun series, I'm coming to learn, because you get a lot of the opposing team's fans travel to see it.
Yeah, and not just that, you have Twins fans that live in Milwaukee, a lot of Brewers fans that live in Minneapolis or on the western edge of Wisconsin. Maybe somebody in Eau Claire that wants to go check out a Brewers game.
Victor Caratini swings and misses, and it's nothing and one.
And so that's an opportunity to go to Target Field and see the Brewers play for some of those fans in that portion of the state of Wisconsin.
Caratini hits it on the ground right at the second baseman. Kyle Farmer bends low to field and throws out Caratini. Inning over, that time a shutdown frame for Kenta Maeda. We're headed into the fifth, and the Twins have a 5-3 lead on this hot, sweltering Wednesday afternoon on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every pitch all season long. Swing and a drive. Left on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Five to three Twins as we hit the fifth. Hey, celebrate National Dog Day at the Brewers game Saturday with a special Rowdy Tellez Brewers bobblehead. It's featuring the slugger with his pet dogs. It's courtesy of Toyota. Given to the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates Saturday night. Get your tickets at brewers.com. Arf, arf. On to the fifth. Here is Mr. Grindle.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
You can bring crew out for National Dog Day.
Yeah, you know, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about it. Here's Donovan Solano to lead off the top of the fifth inning. And the first pitch from Burns is a swing and a miss at a cutter. And it's 0-1. I don't think Crew would do well in a big crowd. He's a little bit of a barker. Everything that moves, he thinks he has to bark at. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a two-seam fastball down and in, and it's 0-2. And I think he would be overstimulated at the ballpark. But I'd like to show him off.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy, other than the barking. Solano 1-for-2 tonight, or I should say today. Single back in that first inning. Burns brings home the 0-2 pitch, and the curveball is hit on the ground to short. Adames gets around it, throws to first in time, and there's one away here in the fifth. And that'll get Correa to the plate. Time for a vibe check, a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Dog's not in the cards for you with your travel schedule.
Yeah.
Correa 1-for-1. Sac fly back in the first that drove in a run and a single back in the third. And this pitch bounces in the dirt. And it's 1-0 on Carlos Correa. Did you have a dog growing up, though?
No, we didn't. I've lived with several dogs, with roommates, earlier in my professional life. Love them.
1-0 pitch. Tried to check his swing, but he couldn't. And he went around. It's 1-1. What about Ryan Woodley? That was a roommate of yours.
He was. We had no dog that summer.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
We could barely take care of ourselves.
Runs the grounds crew here at American Family Field. Does a wonderful job. Our guy Woody. 1-1, hit in the air, down the right field line, and twisting out of play, foul. It's 1-2 on Correa. Roof half open, half closed, depending on how you want to term it here today. And most of the field now in the shadows. Yelich still technically stands in the sun. 1-2 is poked foul out of play, first base side. Yelich is standing pretty much right on the line. And it's just that little sliver of the left field corner. And it extends to about the middle of the Brewers bullpen that is still in the sun. Everything else is in the shadows now. As Correa gets back into the box with a one ball, two strike count against him. Burns brings home the pitch, and he missed down and in with a cutter. And the count is even, two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on here. Top of the fifth inning at American Family Field. Day off tomorrow, and then the Padres come to town this weekend. Burns, 2-2 pitch, and he got him looking. Corbin Burns strikes out Carlos Correa with a cutter on the low outside corner. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Burns. That is his fourth of the afternoon. And that was a nasty cutter from Corbin. Two down now for Royce Lewis. Lewis had the two-run home run back in the third. A pair of two-run home runs for the Twins in this game off of Burns. One from this man right here, the other from Michael A. Taylor. First pitch, ground ball to short. Couple of hops for Adames. Plenty of time to fire across and take care of Lewis. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the fifth for Corbin Burns. He's at 83 pitches as we go to the bottom of five. It's a 5-3 lead for Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. Your country. 98Q Country.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And we even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
It is a 5-3 Twins lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at American Family Field. Tyrone Taylor steps in there against Kenta Maeda, who's at 78 pitches. And the first pitch to Tyrone is up and in. It's 1-0. Taylor has been red hot. Came into today hitting .327 over his last 18 games with three home runs in that stretch. 1-0 pitch, and Tyrone, a swing and a miss, hit a splitter down and away. And it's 1-1. He, of course, has added to that with his muscle double into left field back in the second. 1-1 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and another splitter down and away, and it's 1-2. Can we call it that, a muscle double, when you muscle a ball to shallow left? It's kind of a hustle double, too.
I like it.
1-2 pitch, and line down the left field line, but foul. Out in front of the splitter that time was Tyrone. And we'll do it again at 1 and 2. Emilio Pagan is getting loose in the Twins' bullpen behind Maeda, who works here in this bottom of the fifth. Taylor's been one of the keys to this offense, getting on base at the bottom of this order, along with Bryce Terang, who's done a nice job of it. 1-2, swing and a miss. Good splitter down and in. He strikes out Tyrone. Fifth strikeout recorded by Kenta Maeda. There's one away for Yelich. With Taylor getting on a lot, with Terang getting on a lot at the bottom of this order. Monasterio has had his moments as well. It's just set the table really well for the second and third time through this lineup, with Yelich and Contreras sitting in the 1 and 2 spots. And this is Yelich. He hits one down the left field line, but foul. And it's 0-1. Yelich is 1-for-2 today. He struck out looking back in the second inning after he singled and scored back in the first. Twins with a 5-3 lead, but it feels like there is a lot left to write in this book today. A 1 from Maeda is outside, and it's a ball and a strike on Yelich. The way the ball is flying, the way both teams are going to go to the bullpen maybe earlier than they would have hoped, although the quick and efficient inning from Burns was helpful in the top half of this inning. Burns is going to be back out there in the sixth. Nobody is warming in the Brewers' bullpen currently. Here's the 1-1. Yelich chops it foul over near the on-deck circle, and it's 1-2. It feels like a fairly offensive day, and 5-3, I would be surprised if this is the final score. There are some things left to be settled in this game before it's all over. It is 1-2 pitch. Yelich just got a piece of it. That was that split-finger fastball down, and he's able to hit it straight down into the dirt and stay alive at 1-2. A lot of splitters right now from Maeda. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss and a really good slider. Yelich strikes out for the second time today. Back-to-back strikeouts for Maeda. He's got 6 on the afternoon now. And there's 2 down for William Contreras. Well, camping, cookouts, and family get-togethers are in full swing. Summertime in Wisconsin. Enjoy them all with summer's favorite food, the Usinger Bratwurst. Whether your gang prefers brats or hot dogs, Usinger's is the name to look for. Running out of summer vacation for those students. Contreras takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Some students going back to school as early as today. Most next week or the week following. 0-1. And able to check his swing was Contreras on a splitter down and away. It's 1-1 on William, who is 1-for-1 today. He's not been retired. On base twice, had the solo home run that at the time tied it in the bottom of the third inning. His 13th home run of the season. Maeda brings home the 1-1 pitch, and Contreras checked down and away. And it's 2-1. Hardly seems possible that kids are going back to school already. Especially when you're at the ballpark on a day like today. It feels very summer vacationy when it's 100 degrees. Or close to it, at least. 2-1 pitch. Chopper towards third. Charging it is the third baseman, Lewis. He's got it and throws to first in time to retire Contreras. And the Brewers in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. 5-3 Twins on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable.
It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
When you go to fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Twins as we go to the top of the sixth inning. College students start this semester at Brewers College Night, presented by GE Healthcare on September 1st. Special College Night ticket. You'll get a Marquette, UWM, or UW-Madison themed Brewers hat, plus a $10 concessions credit. Get tickets at Brewers.com. It'll be Max Kepler to lead off the top of the sixth against Corbin Burns. And Burns brings home the pitch, and it misses high and away. It's 1-0. Burns has worked five innings, given up the five runs so far, seven hits. A little bit more contact than we've been used to seeing over the second half of the season against Corbin. But he's up there, and he's out there, and he's battling. Pitch missed down and in with a curveball. And it goes to 2-0 on Kepler, who's 1-for-2 today against Corbin. Had a base hit back in the first inning, fly to center in the third inning, and now time is called. As Caratini getting a chance to try to fix the pitch comm, which is on his shin guard, located just above the knee pad. And he's got it back on there and ready to go. 2-0 here on Kepler. Burns kicks and delivers, and it's hit foul up the first baseline over near the Brewers dugout. It's 2-1. Brewers began the day with a 3.5-game lead in the Central over the Chicago Cubs, who are currently tied at 4 in the top of the eighth inning in Detroit. 2-1, line right at Adames, who goes down to a knee and squeezes it for the first out. Adames was positioned back up the middle to the left of the second base bag. He had him played perfectly, took one step to his right, and made the catch. And there's one away here in the Twins half of the sixth for Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers had that double that started up the fourth inning. And Burns' first pitch is low. And it's 1-0. Corbin up to 90 pitches. Nobody currently getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, but bodies are starting to loosen a little bit down there. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Somebody should reach. I think you'll see somebody get up in a hurry out there in that Brewers bullpen. Abner Ribe and Hobie Milner doing a little bit of stretching. 1-1. And that is a strike with a beautiful cut fastball on the low inside corner. It's 1-2 on Jeffers. Jeffers debuted back in 2020 for these Twins. Born in Raleigh, North Carolina. 1-2 pitch. And missed down and away with that breaking ball from Burns. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffers had a nice rookie season as he lines this into the glove of Monasterio for the second out. So a couple of lineouts against Burns here in the top of the sixth. There's two down, nobody on. And Kyle Farmer coming to the plate. Jeffers in that 2020 season played in 26 of the 60 games, hit .273. And he has struggled a little bit offensively since, putting together a better season this year. His Farmer steps in there, and Uribe is now getting loose for the Brewers. Pagan is getting loose for the Twins. And a high fly ball, left center field. Tyrone Taylor giving chase onto the track. At the wall, it is gone. Kyle Farmer hits his seventh home run of the season, and the Twins lead it now 6-3. Twins have hit three home runs off of Burns today. All three times it's been with 2 outs as well. With these home runs from Minnesota. And it's now 6-3 Minnesota, and here's Jordan Luplow. You could tell by the sound of that one with the way the ball was traveling today, that one was probably going to fly. First pitch to Luplow. He is a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Put this in the go figure category. You mentioned Farmer's got just 7 homers all year. 2 of them are against Corbin Burns.
Yep. A 1 pitch. Luplow swings on it and fouls it back and out of play, and it's 0-2. The game will produce a lot of interesting nuggets over the course of the year. Things that you wouldn't figure would be the case. And if you're here every day and you're watching baseball every day, you're going to stumble across a lot of interesting nuggets like that one right there. 97 pitches so far for Burns. Trying to take care of Luplow and get out of this inning. Trailing by 3 runs. 0-2 pitch. Missed down and away. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Probably the last batter for Corbin, one would think. Luplow 0-2 in this game this afternoon. Swing and a miss. Went after that curveball. And it's a strikeout for Burns, and that's how he'll likely end his day. But he gives up the solo home run to Kyle Farmer. Burns with 5 strikeouts now. 5 ortho ASAP strikeouts through 6. We go to the bottom of the 6th. It's a 6-3 Twins lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
32-year-old Emilio Pagan takes over on the mound for Minnesota. They have a 6-3 lead over the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the 6th. Pagan making his 52nd appearance of the year, 3.02 ERA, and a 5-1 win-loss record. He'll get Santana, Adames, and Canna scheduled to hit against him here in the bottom of the 6th, which, by the way, is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Daniel Canapa from Waterford. Daniel's looking at a gift card jackpot of $150 as Santana takes a strike, and it's 0-1. That is if the crew hits a home run this inning. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half. Is it any participating Woodman store to enter? 0-1 to Santana. He is in there with a strike, and it's 0-2. service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Santana 0 for 1 with a walk this afternoon. And the pitch, and he swings on it and fouls it straight back into the net. And it's no balls and two